All right.
Brunch timing it up.
It's Brunch Time Podcast. I like that. That was good.
Thanks.
That was nice.
Thanks.
It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. And you said you got an idea for something to talk about today, yeah?
Okay. So I was thinking about this because Steve's birthday is actually coming up this Saturday. What day is it? Saturday. I should know.
Is it
that,
on
right?
Saturday?
Yeah, it's on Saturday. I was like, wait, is it Friday?
28th.
And okay. With that, you know, my birthday is just like a couple months away too.
Right.
I always love it. Because this is something my mom has done since we were kids, whether it being a cake or a meal, she's like, what meal do you want for your birthday?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm trying to think of ideas for him because I know the foods that he likes, but he's pretty much just not a picky person. So he's like, oh, whatever. I'm like, no, it has to be special.
No, yeah, he gets to decide. He has to decide. If he doesn't want anything, then he doesn't get anything.
Exactly. I mean, I'll still probably surprise him with something of some
sort.
But do you do that? Do you celebrate that in any way? Like, have... Does someone ask you, like your parents or Jocelyn, like, do you get something special for your birthday food-wise?
Yeah, that's been the way I've done it for most of my entire life. I think my mom, even now, is still like, what kind of cake do you want? And I'm like, well, we're already having cake. She's like, well, I'm still going to bring a cake for the party, even if it's just, you know, for you to have later.
So what's always been your go-to cake?
I'm pretty basic with cake. I like the classic yellow cake with chocolate frosting with some sprinkles on top.
That's what used to be my go-to cake, too, growing up. It used to be, yeah, yellow cake, chocolate frosting, or maybe every now and then my mom would jazz it up with a little bit of, like, peanut butter in the frosting because I love peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
But in recent years, I've been all about this German apple cake that my mom makes.
Oh, yeah. I think you told me about it last year.
So this thing is, it's hefty. Like, if you pick up, she makes it, like, in a 13x9 pan.
Uh-huh.
If you pick this thing up, it's... You get a workout with it.
It's very dense.
Oh my gosh, so dense because she puts a lot of apples in it. And, you know, it's cool because she's found ways to make it like gluten-free and dairy-free for me too. And still manages to make it as delicious as it was like the regular way. So I love it. And that's something that I require for my birthday because my mom kind of set it up that way. It's not like I'm picking. I'm like, no, mom, I need this. But throughout the years... I'm like, well, you made such a good cake, so now I kind of want it every year.
So she still does it.
She still does it, at least as of last year. So I'm hoping that this year will be the same. But the problem with my birthday is that it always falls right around Thanksgiving.
Oh, right.
It's like 2 days before Thanksgiving last year. So then it's like I get cake, but then 2 days later there's a bunch of pies. So that's another thing.
So yeah, all that heftiness, all that dense cake, and you're just going to fill yourselves up. You're going to gain like 10 pounds just from that weekend.
Oh, that's usually what happens around that weekend because I'm like, mom and dad, you didn't plan this better, you know, when you were planning for your kids.
Yeah, exactly. You guys shouldn't have done that. You should have waited it out.
Because my siblings, they're close to Christmas.
Right.
So then they're, you know, stuck with that kind of situation as well.
Sure. Sure. So when that you try to, what about meals?
Meals, it always used to be either, I really loved the meatloaf my mom made, or she really made this delicious, it all has to do with beef, but this delicious like beef pie.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about? So it's like a hamburger pie. So it's beef and then there's a layer of like cheese and then mashed potatoes and then more cheese right on top baked to that crispiness. And I always just thought it was the most delicious thing ever. Now, of course, I don't have that option nowadays to have the cheesy goodness.
Right.
But still, I just thought it was pretty awesome. What is your go-to birthday meal? Do you prefer to go out or have
for
it homemade?
Meals-wise, we've been going out in the past few years, but when I was a kid, it was like... usually pasta or Italian, something like that. My mom made this thing. She called it the Italian meat pie, but it was more like a pan kind of pie thing where she had like the beef and sausage and all this stuff. And then she had like tomatoes, peppers, all kinds of different things. And then there was like this, I don't know what it was, but it was some sort of like bread layer.
Yeah.
That was over the top. That was just that rich, savory, just really, really good.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop eating it. So.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's good. Hopefully it all works out for you. You figure out a meal for Steve and
I'm trying to figure it out because when it comes to cakes, he likes strawberry shortcake.
Right.
And it's really not the season for it because last year I tried getting one from a couple different bakeries. They're like, it's not going to be very good because strawberries aren't in season.
Right.
And then I was like,
well, frozen strawberries aren't bad.
Well, and that's what I ended up doing. I ended up going to just a grocery store in the area, getting like a base for my cake and then getting some strawberries and doing it that way.
It sounds delicious.
So yeah, I'm hoping to find something good, but it was really challenging when the person doesn't give you ideas for what's going to make their birthday meal a good one.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Keep me updated on how it goes. So basically on Monday's podcast, we'll do a recap and see how it all worked
out for
you.
Hopefully there's not failure in my future.
But that's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by our friends of the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. And if you have suggestions on birthday meals or desserts, feel free to comment or send us an email if you'd like, so we can help not only you out, but anybody else that's looking for ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we'll be back with another Brunch Time Podcast coming up tomorrow.